Atlanta Public Schools may institute a dress code to ban clothing considered distracting by school officials. At Monday night's Board of Education meeting, two fifth grade girls appeared to say the language of the code unfairly targets them and not boys. They both wore leggings, which would be against the proposed rules. Ruby Siegerman is 10 and a student at Springdale Elementary. She told The Room Monday night that, quote, "I am not a distraction," end quote. Earlier this year, Rome High School adopted a similar dress code. More than 1,700 people signed an online petition to protest it. We spoke to an organizer of that petition, Chloe Tilton, 15-year-old student in Rome, and she brings us this commentary.
This dress code was displayed on a PowerPoint that the principal sent to our teachers to show us. Definitely sexist the way they had it. I mean, they had a picture of a dude with his pants sagging and a hat on, but they didn't have any equivalent to the skirt. So fingertip length was unemployed. Probably about 5 inches above the knee was risk taker. Right at the knee was a go getter. Cautious was under the knee. Traditional was mid-calf, and conservative, you're finally conservative if it's at your ankles. My name is Chloe Tilton. I'm 15 years old, and I live in Rome, Georgia. It made me feel like my education wasn't as important as what I was wearing. When I walk down the halls, people are scared of getting dress coded by administrators or assistant principals, when we should be focusing on our classes, and it's caused more of a disruption than dress code has in the past. And I feel like that's not fair to some of these kids that are really trying in their classes and they're not allowed to make it up because they got sent home for wearing a wrong shirt.
That was Rome High School student Chloe Tilton. Principal Eric Holland has said there are no plans to change the school's dress code or how it's imposed. A similar dress code has been proposed for Atlanta Public Schools. The issue is expected to be on the Board of Education's December meeting agenda. This is On Second Thought.